This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 246 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles. So hello, happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day! Oh, I just realized it's Valentine's Day. That's exciting if that's your thing. You know, Valentine's Day. Some people enjoy it. All I want for Valentine's Day is Baby Yoda, which is what I also want for my birthday and Christmas. I am quickly amassing quite a Baby Yoda collection here in my office. And I need to stop, but I just can't. I love Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda is my Valentine. I'm making heart eyes right now. But moving on to books, I'm going to talk about a couple great books today. But before we do that, we're going to listen to a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang. So this is an interesting love story. It's great for fans of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and High Fidelity. It's set in the mid-90s at NYU. And it follows young Wang, who has gotten the advice of love through Chinese numerology from his uncle. So he believes that he will have seven great loves in his life. And then he meets Irena in 95. And she's like the best. She's brilliant, charismatic, quick-witted, funny. They fall in love. But the thing is, she's number six. So if he is to have seven great loves, does that mean his time with Irena is going to come to an end? So this is a love letter to Western pop culture, Eastern traditions, and being a first-generation New Yorker. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Forever and Kennedy Ryan's heart-searing sensual This Could Be Us. When the life Soledad Barnes built with the man who was supposed to be her forever goes poof in a cloud of betrayal and disillusion, there is no time to pout or sulk or even grieve the life she lost. But then an unlikely man enters the picture. He's the forbidden one, the one she shouldn't want but can't seem to resist. Y'all know how that goes. But Soledad's lost it all before and refuses to repeat her mistakes. She asks herself, can she trust him? Can she trust herself? From the ashes of a life burned to the ground, something bold and new can rise. So This Could Be Us is an instant New York Times and USA Today bestseller. It's been featured on The Today Show and CBS Mornings. And Kennedy Ryan is the first Black romance author to hit the New York Times adult bestseller list in almost 3 years, which is amazing. Make sure to check out the new book. And thanks again to Forever and Kennedy Ryan's heart-searing sensual This Could Be Us for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so today's books are funny and feminist. Did you know that if you sign up for Book Riot Insiders at the epic level, you can now make a request for themes for some of our podcast shows, including All the Backlist? So this is the first request that came in. Anita F. is looking for funny and feminist books with strong female leads. So this is for Anita. I'm going to talk about a couple of great books that I love. The first is How to Build a Girl by Catlin Moran. You might recognize her name. She is hilarious. She wrote a great memoir called How to Be a Woman. This is How to Build a Girl. The book of her memoir is How to Be a Woman. And she has the Moranthology. She has the most amazing hair. It's like black with this white. She's like opposite Cruella de Vil. She's so awesome. And this is her coming of age novel, which is pretty much based on her own life. It's set in 1990 in England. And it's about 14-year-old Joanna. She has been kind of sheltered by her parents and ends up on national television and embarrasses herself horribly and doesn't think she can go on as herself. So decides that she's going to take charge of her life and reinvents herself and renames herself as Dolly Wilde. You know, entrepreneur, writer, lady sex adventurer. And she's going to start drinking and smoking and being a badass. And now she's 16 and she's Dolly and she's living this wild rock and roll life. And she's working for a publication, writing reviews of records and going to parties. And it's just sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And she comes to a point where she realizes, this is also not my life. This is not who I should be. And tries to figure out, like, who she really is. Catelyn Moran is so, so funny. I know I've said that, but I'm going to say it again. This book is kind of like Almost Famous meets My So-Called Life, if that makes any sense. Kind of in the middle there, like in the early 90s, I guess, which is when My So-Called Life came out, so I guess it doesn't really count. But it's, you know, because Catelyn Moran herself was like 16 and she was writing for some huge British music magazine. And I believe she was homeschooled. And so this is very, very much her life, too. And it's going to be a movie, or it is a movie now. One of these things is true. It's How to Build a Girl by Catelyn Moran. The other book I want to talk about, which I believe I've talked about before, but I just love it so much, is Juliet Takes a Breath by Gabby Rivera. It came out as a reissue last year. It was published by a small publisher to wild acclaim, and they reissued it last year. It's about a young woman. Three guesses what her name is. That is right. It is Juliet. It's a young woman named Juliet. She's 19. She has just come out to her family in the Bronx, and now she is concerned that her mother will never speak to her again. But no matter, she's going to go figure out her life. She's going to Portland, Oregon, to be the assistant to her idol, Harlow Brisbane, who is her favorite author, or the author of her favorite book. She's her feminist role model, and she's going to spend the summer with this woman. But she's also going to learn over that summer about white feminism and inclusivity, you know, where she fits in as a lesbian Puerto Rican woman. She's going to learn about her role models. You know, not all role models are as fabulous as we make them out to be. I know that when I met the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, he was a wicked jerk. You know, role models, not always your heroes after all. So you learn about love and finding her place in the world. And it's hella funny. She's just so strong and amazing. I love this book. I hope they make this into a movie. Maybe they already have plans to, but if they don't, please do that. Somebody make this into a movie. Thank you. Please and thank you. It is Juliet Takes a Breath by Gabby Rivera. And that was awesome. I got to talk about a couple of books that I love. And now I have something very exciting to share with you. Well, it's mostly exciting for me, I'm afraid to say. My dealer's choice for today, this evening I was talking to my boyfriend and I was like, hey, let's make dinner together and watch a movie and have like a date night. And he was like, yeah. And like 5 minutes later, I opened my mail and I was like, hey, I just got the new David Mitchell novel, so let's forget everything that I just said, and I'll see you later. Which is, he's used to it. Also, he's very, you know, he's very understanding. He gets it. Yes, I have Utopia Avenue, the new David Mitchell novel. It's 600 pages long. I cannot wait to read it. It has been a while. What was the last one? The Bone Clocks, maybe? Was that the last one? I think so. It's been many years. I think that was when we were almost trampled at BEA that time. So I am so excited. So I'm going to return to it as soon as I finish recording this. But I had to stop and talk to you because I love you all because it is Valentine's Day. I don't just love you because it's Valentine's Day. You're not required to love people on Valentine's Day. I just love that you spend this time with me and listen to me babble on and on like there's someone else in the room. So that is it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to Anita. Thank you to our sponsors. You can find out about the titles that I discussed today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my giant cats, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Friends and Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with Tirza to tell you about the week's great new releases. Patricia will be back on Friday to tell you about some great backlist. Have a great Valentine's Day. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Have a great life. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.